Obviously, one of the bigger challenges this week going against Denver is their running game, both the quarterback and the running back. What is it that makes their running game in so many different dimensions so dangerous?
Well, you know, mainly because more than the running backs, you know, you got to worry about the quarterback. So now there's a sixth person that's kind of, you know, can carry the ball, you know. So it's a lot of things that come with that. He scrambles around. He extends plays. It makes it a very challenging game to prepare for.
How much more challenging is it to prepare for him than it has been for, you know, almost any other quarterback you guys face here or anywhere?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to blow it out of proportion, but you want to take it in stride and prepare how you do every week. You know what his strengths are, know what his weaknesses are. But again, anytime you have a quarterback that's mobile, it definitely is a challenge for a defense.
Is it confusing at times when he can move in the pocket, you don't know when to get up and kind of help out in that running game, or if he breaks it, because you're still on your guy?
Yeah, there's you know, fundamental rules of football that you follow. You know, you cover to the end of the play, and it basically comes down to guys just everybody doing their job. If everybody does their job, and nobody tries to do somebody else's job, you know, we'll all be fine.
You played there, right?
Yes.
Could any of that help with preparation? Did you know the personnel, you know, some schemes, anything similar?
You know, if. I know a lot of that team. If you know, guys have questions, they can ask me. As far as scheme goes, I wouldn't know much. It's, you know, there's changes every week. You got game plans, so that wouldn't be beneficial. But yeah, I played there. There's a little familiarity with some of the guys. But you know, we go out there. It's just, you know, it's the Patriots versus the Broncos.
Now, you've been in the league a long time. I would assume at some point in your career, defense has used a spy on a quarterback. What are some of the pluses and minuses that go into using a spy on a particular player?
Well, I don't know how we're exactly going to do it, but like I said, it just comes down to when you have a scrambling quarterback, you know, somebody has to be responsible for him. You know, you can't just let him run all over the field. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. And again, it presents a definitely different challenge, you know, than when you got a guy that just sits in the pocket.
Yeah, he's a bit different too in the terms of, you know, he's about 240 pounds, and he's not one of those skinny pencil neck quarterbacks. This guy is built like a fullback.
Well, he's a big, strong guy. It's one of his strengths. Absolutely, he's a big, strong guy, and he's, you know, he's fearless, and he's a competitor. And you know, he's they're hot right now. They're playing well. So again, we don't want to blow it out of proportion, but that's what we're getting ready for.